Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Learning is difficult. What do you do to make it easier? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about all types of learning, including if you're learning at home, like from a computer screen. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. We have heard about so many people who are at home with their children trying to help them learn from Zoom and things like that. And they're trying to navigate, that hybrid school experience. Also, during this pandemic, everyone has learned how to do so many things differently. Is there a secret to doing learning under pressure, Jason?
No, there's no secret. In fact, learning the way we typically do it is programming. And programming, the more you program yourself, the more blocks you have to doing what you need to do, which is, of course, learn. It's sort of a vicious circle.
Okay.
And as intuitives, we see that the learning process is much different than the way we've been taught. So, I know that if the idea of the learning as a topic today might sound boring, but we're going to talk about learning in ways that you've never heard before. And this is going to really wake you up, because everybody either has to learn something differently, or you're with children and you're trying to help them with Zoom, which is like a exercise in craziness. So we're going to deal with all those things. And the first thing that we want to talk about is learning in general is natural to human beings. But it's the types of negative energies that block that process.
Mm-hmm.
Fears, anxieties, anger, shame, unworthiness, embarrassment, frenzy, overwhelm, and I could go on and on and on.
Okay, I'm going to throw in resistance and boredom.
Oh, yeah. And stress, and that's programming.
Right.
When you program someone to learn, it's boring. Stress is often cited as blocks to learning, but you have to be specific with stress.
And I'm sorry, I do want to jump in and say, we're not saying that there aren't people out there that have, actual blocks, things like dyslexia or there's a few other that, and I don't know the technical names for them. We're not saying that those don't
ADD
exist.
And ADHD.
Exactly. We're not saying they don't exist. We're saying they do exist.
But they're energies.
Yes.
And those energies can be cleared. So right. Whether you're just bored and you can't focus, whether you don't want to learn, whether you don't want to sit down with your kids and go through that, you'd rather just jump out the window or something equally interesting. Then understand that those things are energies. And the ecosystem approach is the most direct way to deal with those energies, as opposed to trying to do some sort of razzle-dazzle programming trick to force yourself or trick yourself into learning when you don't really want to.
Okay.
Here's the other thing about learning that we see is intuitives. And it's not just us. Of course, obviously, we've heard this before, but, it's natural to learn when the situation calls for it.
Okay.
In other words, it's unnatural to learn in theory, but it's natural to learn when you need to. So programming is always unnatural. In other words, when you force yourself, trick yourself, push yourself,
manipulate
yourself. And for the most part, you know, sitting in a classroom learning a lesson is programming.
Right.
It's not, and most students, you know, here we are, most students don't want to do it. And, you know, as someone who's, you know, I've got a 4-year degree. I've got 2 years after that. I've got, you know, I've been through high school like everybody else. You know, what I remember is fairly little. But what I'm good at now is when I need to learn something, I just do it.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy. And Jason, why is it easy for you now?
Because I need to. And I've been clearing the blocks to my learning that are specific to my individual story for the last 20 years.
Right.
You know, and Patricia, I was thinking about this. You know, we make fun of Patricia because math is not her strong suit. But it's not that she's dumb in any way. But if I was going to teach Patricia about math, you know, I would give her like 2 nanoseconds if I was going to do it the regular programming way and say, here's a book about how to learn math. You know, she would be asleep or distracted in 2 nanoseconds.
I'd be majorly stressed.
And stressed, too. Mm-hmm. So, but if you wanted to teach Patricia math, you would do it in context of teaching her to cook or showing her a new recipe that she's really excited about. And maybe you have to convert English metrics to metrics
exactly.
Or something like that.
Yes.
She would learn it right then because she had to.
Well, and also that I wanted to.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's and then I'd have to kind of go crazy because none of my kitchen tools are really have metrics on them. So it would be a real, process of learning, so to speak.
You know, if we moved to the to some place where metrics were the norm,
then I'd have to learn.
And because she wanted to cook.
Exactly.
But well, and I love to say you should learn the metric system, she'd say, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And probably give me certain gestures that were not something that you can't see on the radio anyways.
Right. Well, you know what? I really have a great story. It's an interesting story. We'll say that. But many of you who actually know me personally, but those of you who don't, I had, she's no longer with us, a mentally disabled sister. And my mentally disabled sister, there were times in her life where she would have bouts of epilepsy. And I'm talking like as many as 20 grand mal seizures in a day. I mean, and it was disruptive. It was chaotic. And then there was times where, and especially if she got sick, she would stop breathing. So the first thing that would happen would be that someone in the house would call 911. By the way, back then you dialed 411. I'm telling about my age. They didn't have 911 when this was happening.
Okay.
So it was a difficult thing anyway to get directly to someone to come and help. But the fire department knew our house. They knew the situation, and they were always there for us, which was amazing. Thank you, guys. I was sitting at the dining room table. I was trying to do my homework. I had a project due the very next day, and there was firemen and policemen going in and out of the house. And by the way, this went on for a few hours, of course, during the time I was trying to concentrate and focus on doing my homework and getting a project done. Lo and behold, it didn't happen. The next day in school, I was in the fourth grade, and the next day in school, the teacher went around the room and she asked, did you do your homework? Did you get your project done? You know, over and over again. And she came to me, and by the way, I wasn't the only one, but I believe, if I remember correctly, I was the first one that said, no, I didn't get it done. She yelled and pointed at me and said, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You didn't do what you were assigned to do. And I mean, she went on and on. I, of course, wanted to crawl underneath the desk. And yet I didn't want to stand up and defend myself because I didn't want to tell everyone in my classroom what I had gone through the night before. And by the way, it wasn't the first time I had gone through this. My point being, my resistance to learning.
So here's the point, okay? Your emotional story is always at play when you learn.
Always.
Whether it's current, whether it's from your childhood.
Or the past, exactly.
Or the past, or whether it's current. your emotional story is always at play. And for Patricia, the chaos in her house growing up while she was trying to study, she associated studying, doing her lessons with the chaos in the house.
Absolutely.
And until you remove that trauma with what the ecosystem approach.
Absolutely.
Clearing, you're kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was, and I realize I'm being very theoretical here, and we always try to be practical, but if I was designing a curriculum, I would focus on clearing and uncover a person's story way before I started to teach them anything. Because once you start uncovering and doing those energy exercises to remove the stuff that you can understand who you are and where you're going and why you're learning what you're learning,
exactly.
Then you would learn so much faster than you would probably cut, 10 years off the need for education, because you would already be ready to do it.
Well, and I just want to make one point here, Jason. When somebody wants to learn something, needs to learn something, there are two different things there. And oftentimes people get that confused.
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming students to learn is unnatural and creates difficulty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Negative energies of all types create barriers to all types of learning. And that your emotional story is always in the background when you're trying to learn. And the ecosystem approach is the way to remove those blocks to learning by uncovering your emotional story.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about online learning for your child and how to do it in the best way. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about online learning for your child and how to do it in the best way. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. What's so different about online learning versus, I don't know, regular learning? And why is it so important?
Online learning is more likely to be a form of programming and therefore requires an understanding of natural learning and how to use clearing to help you. So,
are you saying that the ecosystem approach can help you with that?
Exactly. You know, and you know, I can't imagine. Okay. So I can't imagine parents right now trying to help their
our hearts go out to you.
Learn from a computer screen.
Yeah.
And the younger they are, the more difficult it's got to be. Even though they've grown up with technology, probably they've you know,
they can do it better than me.
They can work with those things. Yes. But the problem is that they do it with games. So yeah. When they're forced to do a lesson,
right?
It's got to be really boring and uninteresting, and the kids are saying, "Well, I don't want to do this. I want to run out and play. I want to go outside. I want to move. I want to, you know." And when they go to a school in person, they can do that, but online, it's really, really difficult. And I realize, you know, it's probably the safest option, and that you're keeping everybody in your household safe by doing so. So I'm not. There's no judgment here, but you know, for most part, parents default to some sort of force or trick or manipulation to get them to do the lessons. And when both parents are working, when they're stressed, when they're uninterested, you know, stressed, confused, there's a perfect storm for negative energy that interferes with all types of learning. And your relationship with your child is probably at a stressing point anyways.
Right.
So how do you deal with all this? You know,
right.
And even with older students in high school and college, they're not directly connected to parents, but they're equally bored.
Well, you know, I just want to jump in and say, I've used the ecosystem approach to learn to read music at my age. And by the way, I'm not telling you my age, but I've used it, and I'm not,
it's old.
It's not perfect, sucker. It's not perfect. But the bottom line is that I've used it because it has been very difficult. Learning music is like learning a new language. And the older you get, the harder that is to do. So my point being that I've used it even at my age.
Well, and I think the real point is that what you're clearing are things that are from your childhood.
Exactly.
That are still in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you can't learn and you're not learning.
Right.
But the fact that this old stuff is coming up because it has to do with your emotional story.
Right.
So when you're, you know, whether you're a high school student, college student, a parent trying to help a younger child, you know, there's energies in the way.
Well, even for those parents.
Exactly.
You know, that's people don't seem to realize that, you know, I've heard more parents say, I can't wait for my kids to go back to school because I, you know, they're just in my face all the time.
Not only that, but I bet, you know, it forces the parents to be interested in the
learning,
in the learning that the kids are doing.
Right.
And they may not be interested in it, you know,
well,
and there's nothing wrong with that. That
right.
Doesn't make you a bad parent. It
no.
Just makes you human.
It truly does, you know, so.
So what I would
ahead.
Do, okay, let's talk about solutions.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about another story from Patricia's past. But if you just start to, instead of trying to force yourself to buck up and say, okay, I'm going to make myself
just
do
it.
Just do it. Acknowledge the emotions that are in your way.
And how do we do that, Jason?
By clearing the numbness so we can see what they are. Mm-hmm. And then we clear them with the ecosystem approach. And in our last segment today, we're going to do all the clearings is to help you, whether you're with a child, whether you're a high school student, an adult in college,
right,
whatever it is.
And even for yourself,
it'll
everyone.
Help you learn. If
yes.
you're just trying to learn a new hobby,
right,
this will help you with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me, well, okay, are smart students who do well in school, are they free of negative energies? No. They just manifest those negative energies in other ways. And that's a great segue into Patricia's story about her daughter.
Okay.
Who was a really good student.
And she still is. She's amazing. In fact, I've wondered if she's actually my daughter, but we really look alike. So I thought, you know, switched in the hospital, that kind of thing. Sorry. I decided that I was not going to make my daughter's experience with learning like mine. And so she would come home from school and there would be some sort of a snack, be it, you know, whatever it was. And then and a few minutes of just, hi, how was your day, of course. And then she would sit down to do her homework. While she was doing her homework, I was usually cooking the meal for the evening or even for the next day, that sort of thing. I worked at night. I worked as a waitress 4 to 5 nights a week. And so I wanted to make sure that my family had good meals, good food, that sort of thing. And so while I was doing that, she was doing her homework. If there was any questions that she had, we would answer them. Or I would help her answer them. If she didn't know or I didn't know what the answers were, we would write down the questions and try and find someone to help us out with that. Sometimes we didn't do it, but, you know, the bottom line is that my daughter is extraordinarily intelligent. She is more than capable of learning from a book, from a computer, from hands-on experience. She's amazing at it. And I know that experience that she had was...
It was a positive association.
Totally, with learning.
Getting attention from her mom.
Exactly.
And while they were together.
And it was amazing.
And so, you know, if your kids are at home, try and say, okay, what can we do to create some positive experiences,
right,
connected to the online learning?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help clear for some creativity for you so you can figure that out, because every parent is different.
Right.
What might be something
And every that situation is different.
Patricia could implement is not something that I could implement, and something that your kids would like may not be what some other kids would like, that sort of thing.
Right.
So you just have to figure it out. But the way you figure it out is by clearing those blocks that are in your way. And if you can understand that those blocks can get in your way, by clearing them away, it's going to be very, very helpful. But we've created something for you. This is a little extra bonus today, that if you sign up for our newsletter, you can get this on Wednesday. We send it out, our newsletter out on Wednesday. And Patricia's going to do a little, what we call a clearing move, where she's going to do movement and clearings that are combined together. It's going to be like a little 5-minute YouTube video. And we'll put the link in the newsletter. So if you're going to, if you're not signed up for our newsletter now, go to our website. And if you can't wait, if you're one of those people that get distracted easily, just theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free subscription service and make sure the box is checked for the weekly clearing list and newsletter. And you're going to be all set with this link. And it's just a fun little video.
Well, and I was just going to say, I've not only had fun creating it, but I also am looking at it from, what would the kids enjoy? What would the parents enjoy? And gee, maybe you guys want to consider doing this together as something fun to do and laugh.
Exactly. She's making it for parents with small children, But even if you're a serious college student,
exactly,
even if you're learning to do music and you think of yourself as very serious, this still will be helpful and right, kind of fun. And
it will make you smile, I guarantee you.
And it works, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. So so
here's the bottom line.
Okay, thank you,
Always acknowledge your feelings and then clear them.
Yes.
Don't force yourself to study. Don't force yourself to do your schoolwork. And I realize at some point you can't get over the boredom and you have to force yourself because you have a test or you have a project due or whatever.
But doing the clearing.
Clear first.
Absolutely.
Keep clearing first.
It is pretty amazing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Traditional education is programming, but remote learning is extreme programming.
Okay.
Remote learning is already difficult, so forcing or making children learn makes it worse. Mm-hmm. And clearing the resistance and the boredom is very effective for learning, especially remote learning. And the ecosystem approach teaches everyone to clear first before you seek to program it, and so you can do it in a much better way.
Sounds great. In the next segment, we're going to talk about learning as a group and in a relationship and what allows that to happen or not. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Do you struggle with transitions? Do fear and stifling limitations hold you back? There are soulful solutions right at your fingertips. Join me, Shamise Daniel, for inspiring conversations with spiritual leaders who can give you the tools you need to calm your inner storm and ignite your soul's fire. Tune in to Soulful Travel Adventures every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about learning as a group, learning in a relationship, and what allows that to happen or not. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, this sounds a little weird. What do you mean learning as a group or learning in a relationship? What do you mean?
You know, we think of learning as an individual exercise, but in reality, people naturally learn from each other, and learning together with others is a very profound and very powerful and effective. You know, and sweetie, I think about this a lot in terms of our relationship.
Okay.
You know, when people think of what makes up a good marriage, you always hear people say, well, good communication, or my favorite, good sex. You know, she's giving me the eye over there. But really, what one of the best things about our relationship is that we learn as a couple.
Oh, it's really incredible. You know, I think you and I have actually taken that for granted.
Yeah. You know,
we didn't realize that that's what we were even doing.
You know, of course, we work together and we do that well. We do it mm-hmm. easily and harmoniously. But we also we've just moved to this new area that's outside of
Yosemite.
And we moved from the Bay Area, and we're learning. It's a whole different life here. It's more rural. It's a small town. We have land where we didn't have before. We're doing all sorts of things that we've never done before. But we're learning together.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're learning together makes it fun for us.
It really makes it
satisfying. It's, yes. You know, so humans are designed to learn collectively and as a group. And it requires a positive relationship and clearing stress and anxiety on a regular basis.
Well, and you know, you just said a big key there, a positive relationship. Because if I don't like someone and I have a relationship with them, the only thing I'm going to learn is how to hate them.
Well, and in other words, it's hard to be functional with someone when there's interference or there's a bad relationship between the two of you.
Right,
you know?
You really can't communicate.
Here's something that's kind of, I'm going to use the word trippy. I just heard this from our producer, so I'm going to
okay.
use it. Learning happens in both dimensions, both the physical dimension and the non-physical dimension.
Yeah.
And the energy of the age of Aquarius is an energy that helps for individual empowerment. And one of the things that we're learning to do collectively as a culture, as a group, is that when you learn to remove prejudice for yourself, you're setting up a pathway in the non-physical dimension help other people remove their own prejudices. And when you take care of the planet and do things to make it more sustainable, you're teaching other people, even in the non-physical dimension, to make it more sustainable. Or if you're resolving conflicts, whether it's with your neighbor or with yourself, you're telling other people how to do it. And even as you're healing yourself, you're teaching other people to do that. That's kind of a neat idea.
It really is. I think it's funny. You know, I'm going to use the people that when I was younger, you know, we threw cans and bottles and paper. We didn't care. It didn't matter. But now it is so important that people recycle and people understand the value of not drinking 20 million plastic bottles or what's in the plastic bottles per day. The bottom line is that we have learned so much as a culture. The problem is that with the pandemic that has happened, we've had to relearn so many things.
Well, you know, a great example is we used to go to the gym.
Yes, we did.
And now the gym was closed but we've been doing some exercises here at home, which is we're learning to redo our workout completely.
Right.
And we're doing it together. You know, Patricia's usually the one that's driving it. She's the one that, you know, she's the water aerobic instructor, okay. Sometimes to my demise. So anyways, but we're working together to learn it, and it makes it more fun. But here's another thing that you know, I just want to say. If you have a company, if you're in a company or a team, learning as a group is an indication of the health and the effectiveness. And if you're not learning as a team and it's not being very effective, it shows relationship difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the way to get rid of that relationship difficulty?
Well, let's see, the ecosystem approach.
Using clearing and finding getting at the energies that are creating that difficulty,
right.
And removing them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And obviously this show isn't about relationships, but Those things are indicators of a problem with relationships. So if you're trying to help your child learn and the child is angry at you and you're angry at your child, it's not going to be very effective. Yeah. So, and one of the things that we know is that it's important to learn using the ecosystem approach because you create a climate for others to follow in many, many different areas. So if you can say, okay, I don't really want to do it, but I'm going to have to help my child do their lessons, you know, clear all your emotions connected to it first, and then you'll be in a better position to do that with your
child. Well, and the other thing is when you clear your stuff, because whether we realize it or not, our stuff gets in the way. It veils the clarity that we need to have for our children.
So let's do the key points, and then we'll get to the, I want to teach people how to not only clear for themselves, but clear for their child.
And I love that.
And remember, we're gonna do that video so that you can do that with your child. You can do it with yourself first, then you can do it with your child, or you can have your child do it on their own. Chances are you have to do it with them for them to be interested in it. But,
and remember, you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at yourself and you're going to laugh at each other.
And remember, you have to be signed up for our newsletter
right.
at theecosystemapproach.org to yeah. be able to get this link. Right. So here we go.
All right. So Jason, that's my line.
Okay.
What's the key points of this segment, Jason?
It is natural for human beings to learn collectively because we're designed that way. As one person learns, it creates the proper conditions for others to follow, even if it's not visually available or visually obvious in the moment.
Okay.
Team and group learning is very powerful and can reinforce positive relationships, but it will also expose negative relationships.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to learn and evolve in a way that encourages others to follow.
Okay. So Jason, let's talk about how to clear not only ourselves, but then how to clear our children.
So here we go. So it doesn't matter what your posture is. A lot of people think of the lotus position. No, you can stand up, sit down, stand on your head, whatever. You can be moving around as you do these clearings.
I recommend to start that you don't do that so you're not distracted.
But and you don't have to say it exactly right. And if your mind wanders when you do that, it's still good.
Well, and
this
remember,
is a very forgiving process.
It is, and your intention is what matters here.
So what we say, and this is the way we do it on the radio, but when you watch the video and see the moves, just follow along and breathe with Patricia. She does these moves, and you can do them with her. You can just watch it and breathe with her. It doesn't matter how you do it. It'll still work. And then if you're having your child do it, you can both watch it and then breathe with her, or you can have your child do it. You both can do it. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a very forgiving process, and it always works.
Yes.
So as we say the words, and to eliminate, just gather those up in your body. If you're sitting and doing the clearings, and as we're going to do it in the next segment, just wherever you're at, gather those up and blow them into a trash can. Now, if you're going to our website to sign up for the newsletter, look to the place where it says processor, because our processor is what we use to get rid of negative energy. And you can download this processor and print it out and fold it in thirds for your child so that they can have something. It's sort of like a little game.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If your child says, I don't want to do studies today, say, okay, well, how come you don't want to do studies today? And he or she will say, well, I'm bored. They're boring.
I don't like that subject.
You know,
I feel stupid.
And
it
so
doesn't.
Say,
I don't need that.
Let's just put all those feelings into that processor. And we've had clients who have children who have grown up with
using
the processor and the ecosystem approach,
and
they get it. They love it.
Well, and in fact, I happened to talk to one of those children that I gave a picture of the processor to more than 15 years ago. He still has it on his wall, and he still, a couple months ago, he came in from school and he was just like, this is before the COVID thing. He was just like, his mother said to him, you know, that's not the right attitude to be having right now. And he said, well, then I guess you're going to tell me I need to go put it in the processor. And she said, that's exactly right. And he stomped off. By the way, he came back about 20 minutes later, and he was great.
So we're doing this for you. All you have to do is go and sign up for our newsletter right now. Do it right now.
Okay.
So, and activate Life Force.
And then we're going to activate Life Force. And what you're going to do is we're going to basically do the same thing, but we're going to call in Life Force energy, the most positive energy that anyone has access to. You're going to pull it in through the top of your head. You're going to let it go all the way down your torso, down your arms as well, and let it go then all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and let Life Force help you remove more negative energy. And we do all this with breathing. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you started with some clearings for yourself and your child. And or if you're helping someone learn at home remotely. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to get you started with some clearings for yourself and for your child, and especially if you're helping someone learn at home remotely. So, Jason, you ready to go?
Here we go.
All right.
And these words are on the image of the processor. So if you go to our website right now, the ecosystemapproach.org, and sign in You'll get our newsletter. You'll get the link to that video that we're going to do, and you'll be able to do these. You'll have these clearings every week. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, and fear that happens every day for online learning sessions. So gather up the frenzy, anxiety, and fear.
Take a breath.
And blow it into that processor or trash can. If you don't have a trash can nearby, use your imagination. Use your mind's eye.
Exactly. So, and to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness, because I don't want to do learning and my child doesn't want to do learning, I release and let go all of that negative energy that's keeping both of us stuck. Take a nice breath from the tips of your toes and blow it out.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties and hate about learning experiences in the past that are affecting me now. Gather up those fears and anxieties and hates and blow them into the processor.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that learning problems, so I can see that the learning problems I have today come from negative energies from my past. Take a breath. You don't need those negative energies anymore. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can start healing my essence, which contains my emotional story, for all the learning problems I have.
Yep.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see all that's blocked that I have personally for me to learn right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can ignore and postpone learning blocks and just do it before I jump out the window or become a crazy person. That's I just added that at the end.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Take a breath. Here's a really good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically will really help me learn. Take a breath. I've got another one. And to eliminate all the hate that I have if I have to help teach my child, or that my child has to learn a certain subject, I release and let go all of the hate energy that's blocking the learning of that subject, because when you have hate in your way, it makes the job harder. Take a breath, everyone.
And to eliminate my difficulty believing that blocks to learning is really negative energy that I can clear.
Easy. Take a breath. And to eliminate my compulsion to trust programming methods in education versus clearing those blocks. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to push and drive myself to learn versus clearing the blocks to learning.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any fear I have of learning and doing it wrong, or perceiving that it's wrong, or that I'm going to be judged if I am wrong in the learning that I've done. Take a breath.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that prefers to be programmed versus clearing my blocks to learning like a human being.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
So, let's activate some life force. What do you say? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Easy. Pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go down your arms and your torso, down your legs to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and then blow out any negative energy that's keeping you from activating life force. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing my negative energies will help me learn better.
Yeah, good one. Take a breath. Pull it in through the top of your head and blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have hope to be a better learner by clearing my blocks to learning, no matter what they are. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to focus first on energy work using the ecosystem approach and making that central in my life as opposed to programming.
Excellent.
Take a breath.
Top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes, blow out any negative energy. And the last one for activating life force. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, fun, laughter, great health, power, and any willingness that's been blocked to doing what's in my highest and best interest. Nice and easy from the tips of, from in through the top of your head. Take a breath and let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
It's so appropriate. Struggles and difficulty. And if you're not struggling right now, you will be. And I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm not saying that to be...
Well, it's inevitable is what you're saying.
Given what's happening today... chances are, if you're not struggling, not feel like you're struggling or having difficulty now, you're probably in denial. But we don't believe in that positive thinking where you just force yourself to think like you're doing something positive when it's not really the truth. What we do is we take those negative things that are in your way and we clear them.
Yes.
And, you know, Patricia and I, it's not that it's been clear sailing, but we clear every day.
Every day.
We clear a path for feeling better, feeling happy, feeling
and hopeful. Having fun.
Yes.
You know, when we're trying to learn something, let's go to the learning thing for just a moment. When Jason and I are trying to learn something, and I'm talking about there's all kinds of things that we've had to learn, especially in this new place, we have cleared and we have had so much fun. And by the way, Jason and I can do something that most couples can't do, and it's because of the clearing. We can actually hang a picture together. We can actually do a home project together without killing each other.
Well, and
it's amazing.
We talked about this last time, but we're dealing with my mom, who's 90 and starting to have really serious dementia. She can't hear. It's really difficult. It's
and the really, clearing really has difficult. Really, really, really helped us.
And we learn together to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really much more satisfying for us. But so if we're speaking to you right now, if this is making sense to you, you know, whether you've been listening for a long time or this is the first time, we want you to be part of our little group that does clearing as opposed to programming. And the way you do that, you know, getting real information support for the ecosystem approach is by listening every week. That'll help you because every week we have on the fourth segment, we have clearings.
Right.
And
sometimes in the middle.
Go to our website right now. Now's the time. If you've been a good student and you've been waiting to the end, right. Now's your time.
Now is it.
Yeah. Go theecosystemapproach.org. Remember, it's .org. And it's spelled as one word, the ecosystem approach. No spaces. It's all one word. And go there. Go to the place where you sign up. It's all free. And make sure the box is checked. It always is for your weekly newsletter and clearing statements. Every week you'll get these clearings. Just do the clearings. We had a client tell us that she puts it on her homepage on her iPhone. so that she can do the clearings every single, you know, when she thinks about it during the week.
Exactly.
That's the way, you know, you can't do, the more clearings you do, the better off you are.
You cannot do too many.
You can't do too much. And there's so much negative energy in the world. It's the best thing you can do. It's better than trying to delude yourself and saying, okay, everything's roses and sunshines and unicorns when it's really not. But it's far more effective to say, yeah, I've got this big problem, but I'm going to clear my way through it. And it's so much more functional. And that's the way you're designed as a human being.
So, Jason, what about our Facebook page?
Go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, just like the website, and like us. We love to have those likes. You know, if this makes any sense to you, like us. You can post on there, and we'd love to hear from you. But make sure you get the newsletter so you can get the link for Patricia doing the little YouTube video about clearing with your kids.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.com.